From the Gospel according to St. Matthew, and I'll read again verses 1, 2, and I'm going to pick up verses 10 through 12 and verse 15 for your consideration this morning. For the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. Verse 10. Mm-hmm. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, "These last have walked but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day." Verse 15 reads, Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? Supporting scripture this morning, found in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 11. And that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. Based on those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning: unjustified complaints. Unjustified complaints. Morning has come. Morning is gone. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank the Lord this morning for just feeling the spirit of Christ as the choir sing and as we join in one with another, because that's what it's all about. We're not here to be entertained. We're here to worship God. You don't have to be in the limelight to worship him. You don't have to have a mic to worship him. All you got to do is just open up your mouth, put your hands together, and just feel good, just because you want to let your God know that I'm glad that this morning you woke me up. I'm glad that this morning you touched me with what the old saints used to say, a finger of love. And I got up this morning and on my way, and I thank God for this another day's journey. Hallelujah to the name Jesus for all the things that the Lord God has done. We just give him praise and we give him honor this morning, for truly he is a mighty good God. God has blessed us and brought us through another week's journey. And last week was a very busy week. And first part of the week, we had 2 homegoing celebrations right at the beginning of the week. And this week we're looking to go to 1, 2, maybe 3 more. So we're here today, but we could be gone today. And it's them today, but it could be us today. So we just thank God that the blood is yet still running warm in our veins. And we just have another opportunity to give our God praise. For if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would any of us be this morning? When we examine ourselves and we look at things, we realize that we all need to get a little closer. We all got some things that we could have the Lord to help us fix. But there are some things you can't do all by yourself. There's something that you got to know that there is a higher power, and then know that that higher power loves you and understands you, and he's always there for you. All you got to do is just reach out, call on his holy name, and he will be right there. We thank God that for allowing us to come this morning to offer our praise and thanksgivings for all the blessings that he bestowed upon us, for allowing us to see this another day. For David said, "This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it." And you know, you may have some things going on, but you still ought to be glad that God has blessed you. You ought to be glad that the Lord God is still making a way out of no way. There's no doubt in our minds this morning of the fact that he is always and always will be a good God. God has blessed us, and we ought to be thankful for the blessings that come from above. He allowed his only begotten son because of his love for us, Jesus the Christ, to die for our sins. I don't know about you, but I thank God that he was able to look beyond my faults. Anybody realize that you had not always been where you are right now? Your testimony this morning might be, I'm saved, sanctified, and full of the Holy Ghost, but it's not by any of your own merits. It's only by the grace of God. There are those that can say this morning, I'm not where I used to be, but I thank God that I'm on my way, and I'm going to continue to stay in the press. For I serve a loving God. I serve a merciful God that I can always depend on, that he will be right there. Any time that we need the Lord, all we have to do is call on him. And then there are times when, if we be honest with ourselves, then before we even call on him, he already has stepped in and worked some things out in our stead. You know how it is. Sometimes we say the Lord has already fixed it while we're trying to work it out. God has already fixed it for us. So I'm thankful to serve a God that knows my goings and my comings. If Bible declares our uprising and our down city, there's nothing secret about you when it comes to God. God is all knowing and God is everywhere at all times. And so I believe that we ought to be trying to get as close to the Lord as we possibly can. We ought to have a mindset this morning to follow the advice of King Solomon, who told us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not unto our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge him, and then he shall direct our path. So those times when you don't know which way to go, if you just listen to the Lord, he'll tell you which way to go. If we follow and lead here and follow his lead and abide in his word, then life as we know it would be more fulfilling. And we would have what we call real peace and real joy. It's a wonderful thing to feel the joy of Jesus. We all ought to know that these times in which we are living right now is full of trouble and heartache. The enemy is constantly causing havoc, and we realize that sickness is all over the land. Hate seems to abound more and more day by day. And instead of us coming together, we seemingly are drifting farther apart. You would think that when things are going so bad, when we listen to all the things that are happening in the world, it ought to put us in a mindset that I got to do better, or I need to get closer to that individual that I've been strayed away from. I need to fix some things and get my house in order. I need to sort of make some amends and let God know that I'm going to let some things go. If that comes a time, you got to learn how to let it go. Don't continue to carry grudges. Don't continue to look out of the side of your eyes at one another. Don't continue to always be so judgmental about somebody else, and realize that you too got a journey that you got to walk in, a journey that you got to trust, that you want to hear the Lord God say, well done. Now, as we celebrate Stewardship Day today, we got to understand that to be a steward of God, we're just saying that I'm going to do what the Lord God will allow me to do. Every one of us in here this morning, whether you realize it or not, God has blessed you with a gift. And you ought to use that gift and utilize it for kingdom building. For if you don't use it, you very well might lose it. But there are those of us that sit down and we always waiting on somebody else to do what we can do for ourselves. Anybody glad that you don't need me to talk to God? I'm just one man, but you got to understand that every one of us got to be in contact with the Master. The Bible declared that we ought to pray without ceasing. So how many of you pray not only on Sunday morning, but learn that you got to pray every day? Then there are those of us that found out that I got to pray sometime when things are going good. Not all the time when I'm down on the bed of affliction. Not all the time when I got trouble in my life. But those days when God has just blessed me and I feel good, that's a good time to talk to the Lord our God. I remember Reverend Lanier used to love to sing the song, Have a Little Talk with Jesus. Anybody had your little talk this morning? See, if you talk to him before you come in here, then you will be ready to receive what he has for you. Don't you know God want to bless you this morning? Don't you know that you've already been blessed just to have the blood still running warm in your veins? When we declare and we call off all the folk that are going to have their homegoing celebration, I could have called your name this morning. But isn't it a wonderful thing that you are yet still counted amongst the living? I wonder how many of you really come to praise God this morning. See, I struggled last night trying to figure out what in the world the Lord want me to say. And I was up way early to the wee morning this morning. But I thank God that he gave me a word. And I kept on trying to get away from it and find something else. But you got to do what the Lord God say do. Because I believe that there's somebody in here that's doing a little bit too much complaining. Now, I'm not pointing the finger because it's not my job. But I believe that there's sometimes you got to stop complaining and just be thankful. You know, we just got to learn how to thank God. I found out that somebody told us you got to thank God even for your bad times. For those times that you're going through. Because when you go through, that allows you to have some experiences in life. And experience will bring your tribulation, will bring about experience. And your experience will bring back your hope. I got hope that everything is going to be all right. Anybody trying to keep hope alive? Anybody going to allow the enemy to make you think that all of your running has been in vain? You got to trust God with everything that you have. We got to understand this morning that when we come to the house of God, we got to learn how to trust him. We got to learn how to do what he's asked us to do. And we realize that even though we say that we love God, the reality is that the Bible is fulfilling itself. Our love for one another has grown not only cold, but ice cold. There was a time when we used to really love one another. There was a time when the community used to come together and you could depend on one another. And even if you couldn't handle the situation or do anything to be a help, you still had a mindset that I'm truly and honestly concerned that God will come and work out your situation. Have there ever been a time that you found out that something was going on and you realized that I can't do anything about it, but I'm going to talk to God about it? How many of you talk to God about somebody else in a good way other than always worried about it's me, mine, and as long as I got what I need, then everything is going to be all right. I thank God this morning that I realize that we are living in what we call a dog-eat-dog world where we don't care about nobody else. As long as me and mine have, then we don't care what nobody else have it or not. But we need to come back to the place where we will have genuine concern one for another. I wonder, do we still pray ye one for another? Or are we so selfish that we can't even pray? We got to understand the Bible teaches us that the joy of the Lord ought to be our strength. But where are the happy people at this morning? Is anybody in here happy? How many of you know that you can be broke and still be happy? Now, sometimes when I'm broke, I have an attitude, but every now and again, I let that attitude go, and I still learn that I'm happy anyhow. Because the same God that blesses you over and over again, he'll feed you when you get hungry. He'll allow you to have a roof over your head, and you ought to be just thankful that things are no worse than what they are. See, unless you be honest with yourself, you're just fooling yourself. The Bible declares that we got to know that God knows everything that we are going through. And God wants somebody that will say, I'll stand in the gap. We got to learn how to come and bridge the gap that separates us. As a people, we have become too separated. We know that Jesus himself said that in this life, we shall have trials and tribulations. But then he said, be of good cheer, for I've already overcome the world. So now, are we going to believe God or are we going to deal with our circumstances? And that means that there are times when trouble is going to come. But I know that the Bible also says in the time of trouble, God will hide me in his mighty pavilion. Anybody know what it is to be protected by God? Anybody know what it is to know that all you got to know is as long as you're in the hand of a mighty God, the Bible declared that no man is able to pluck you out. There are a whole lot of haters in the world today. And there's some folk that don't like it because of your blessings. Some folk don't like it because you got a smile on your face. But I thank God that I serve a God that is all about the good things in life, regardless to what our personal story might be. Let us not forget that there is nothing too hard for the Lord. We got to understand that he has brought us through a whole lot of things. And the same God that brought you through your yesterday is able to carry you to your tomorrow. I don't know what might happen on the day, but I do know that I serve a God that knows everything that it is to know about every one of us in here. And the Lord God wants us to know that it's time for us to clear our mind up. Time for us to fill our heart with more of his word and with more of his love. And then understand that we belong to God. I just shut up for a minute. I don't know why I'm preaching so fast. Where y'all got to go? Go home, grab your bite, and come on back. Some gonna go home and grab a bite, and they're not thinking about coming back. I don't care how much I beg you to come back. I don't care how many times we make an appeal that when the doors of the church are open, we ought to come in. Those that want to be here are going to be here. I don't care how hard it is outside. If you want to be here, you're going to be here. But I want to let you know that those of us that stay at home, and I'm not talking to you, but I hope that the Spirit of God will reveal to those that are staying home because it's hot, that it's just as hot at home as it is over here. In fact, it might get a little bit hotter at home because if you didn't do what the Lord God wanted you to do, if you didn't get up off of your stool of do nothing this morning, God may just let you know what real heat is all about. Then how many of you know that there is a place that they call that is much hotter than it is right now? We declare that if it get into 100+ degrees that we just can't make it. But how many of you know that you'll learn how to go somewhere and get on a shade tree? You'll learn how to go somewhere, get you a cup of ice water and just sit down and be still. And you'll cool off sometime if you start running around minding other folk business and trying to do everything but the right thing. Lord, where did that come from? He is a God of grace. He is a God of mercy. And despite what they say or what they think, we belong to God. And the God that we serve is still in control. God can do the impossible. There's nothing that our God cannot do. We've seen God's healing hand in the midst of every one of our families. There have been those that have been down and out, and God has brought them back up. Isn't it a blessing to know that God is a healer? Now, if you've been one of those that have ever had some sickness in your body and you didn't think that you were going to make it, but God made everything all right, then can't nobody tell you that God will not bless you. There's somebody in here right now that got some pain in their body. But you look over the pain and realize that I'm going to serve God anyhow. You got to learn that you can't sit down just because you're going through. You got to know that when I go through, I got somebody that's going to carry me through. I got somebody that's going to be right there despite myself. Sometimes we got to understand we don't deserve what God is doing for us. Oh, how I love the power of a loving God. And as good as God has been to us, out of all that we've gone through, we are surrounded by people who grumble, people who complain. People who always never have a positive thing to say. Anybody get tired of negative thinking, folks? There's some folk, I don't care how many times you try to get them to see the bright side, they're always walking under a dark cloud. Anybody ready to get your dark cloud from over you? You got to learn how to know that there is some sunshine. You got to know that a brighter day is coming. And I want to let you know that it's all because of the power of a loving God. Always somebody complaining. So many are complaining about things that they ought not even complain about. Many are suffering from the sin of selfishness and ungratefulness. We are not even grateful that God has blessed us one more time. Sometimes we get mad if somebody says stand up too many times in the house of God. But I thank God that God gave me a leg that I can stand. Because there's somebody that would like to stand that's not able to stand this morning. There's somebody that would like to say, Lord, I just want to thank you. And I want to lift up holy hand. But I forgot them to where they can't lift up their hand. But I thank God that I can get a little Bengay and rub my shoulders down. And I can come into the house of God and tell my God thank you. Did any folk know what I'm talking about? See, I found out you don't have to get old to have arthritis. You don't have to get old to have a pain in your body. You don't have to get old and know that everything is not going to go your way all the time. But God said, my way is the best way. I love my God this morning because he's the best thing that have ever happened in my life. And I was so crazy and dumb and running around doing everything that I should not have been doing, but God still had a hand on me. Anybody glad that God watched over you? Anybody glad that despite yourself, God has still been with you? I want to talk to some folk this morning to realize that it's not all about me. It's not all about what I've gone through, but it's about who brought me through. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. Anybody bring God in here this morning? Found out there's some people you just can't please no matter what you do. Always gonna find some fault. Every day is a day of complaint. Every day they are indifferent. You know how there's some folk you can sit down trying to have a peaceful meeting? There's always gonna somebody gonna throw a wrench in it. Always a doubter in the crowd. Always, and a lot of time the one that do the less. Hello, somebody. Those are the ones that talk all the time. One that don't have no intention whatsoever of doing what you're asking them to do, but they're holding meeting up asking unnecessary questions. Now, I'm talking to somebody in here. You got to learn how to let God have his way sometimes. Then sometimes you ought to just learn how to just, if I don't want to be a part, let me just have my hush mouth. Anybody know how to have a hush mouth sometimes? Does that mean sometimes you just need to be quiet? Sometimes you need to just, even though you got something to say, and there are times when, because you know I talk a lot now. There was a time as a boy I didn't talk very much. There was a time that I used to be very quiet and I used to be very easy, but God changed that. And I found out that it's all right to say something, but you ought to have something to say. But then I found out that I run my mouth so much sometimes that before I go to the meeting, I start praying before I get there. Lord, help me hold my mouth, because if this don't be one of those meetings where the wrong thing might come out, I don't need to say nothing. Went to a meeting like that a couple of weeks ago. I prayed all the way to the meeting. Lord, don't let me open up my mouth. And I sat there about an hour. I kept on wanting to say something, but I kept on saying, Lord, I said I wasn't going to say nothing. But before that next hour went over, I had to open up my mouth. I started throwing up my hand. I got to say something. But I thank God that it was decent and it was in order. You see, when you pray to God, God will allow you and give you an opportunity to speak, but don't say everything you think. Sometimes you got to filter out what's coming through your head, and as it comes through your head and get ready to come out your mouth, how many of you know everything that you think you ought not say? That was a question. But then how many of you know that there's some time that you're going to say what you want, and then we use the excuse, what come up, come out. There's going to be a time that you're going to be talking to the wrong individual, and what come up, come out, and what come out going to be shoved right back down your throat. Not necessarily physically. But those things that you say sometimes, they will come back to haunt you. That's why it's not good to get into he say, she say stuff. Because a lot of times, if you don't know all the facts, keep your mouth shut. And then if you know the facts, sometimes you got to know and don't know. Anybody in here ever had somebody come trying to tell you something that you already know, and you sit there like you just, this is the first time I ever heard that. Sometimes folk are fishing to try to get you to give some input, but be careful about what you share. Just because they're talking, that don't mean you got to give your input. Because I guarantee you 8 out of 10 times when you say what you got to say, they're not going to say what they told you. But they're going to go tell the individual that such and such said you ought to do this or you ought to do that. And they're going to just like they never have anything to do with the conversation whatsoever. It happens everywhere you go.
Everywhere.
Anywhere there are 2 folk, 3 folk, there might be some trouble. We talk too much. But I wonder, how many of us have allowed ourselves to be associated with people that have negative complaining spirits? I know that in life, there are times and situations that warrant a comment or the disgust that you may have, or you may have a good reason to complain. But what about those things that we murmur and complain about that has no justification? Those times when we ought to keep our mouths shut. Our theme this morning deals with unjustified complaints. Unjustified meaning not having a valid reason for what we do or say, no warranted or it's not necessary. Sometimes it's not necessary for you to have to say something. If you say that you're a believer and if you declare every now and then that the Lord will fight your battle, then sometime let him do it. Instead of you trying to talk it down or trying to run and fix it, you ought to just let it go. Say, I thank God for having older folk that love me enough. And I got a brother, a friend that used to use the terminology, let me pull your ear. In other words, I got something that I want to tell you, and this is for you, and it's for your own good. That any time folk are running you down, don't run everything down. Don't try to go and fix it. Don't try to justify it. Don't try to make it be whether it's a lie or the truth. All you got to do is just walk the walk, live a life that God would be pleasing with, and if there's anything that needs to be fixed in your life, God's going to fix it. Sometimes when you try to mess in it, all you do is make it worse than what it was in the beginning. When we complain, that means that we discuss our grievances and our criticism or our objection to a matter with others, voicing our concerns. And it's all right to have an opinion, but just because you made the opinion, it doesn't mean that it's all right. Just because you might be the one in authority, that don't mean that everything you say is right. Just because I'm your pastor, I'm your leader, everything I say is not right. For it might not be right for you. You got to pray to the Lord your God and ask God to help you along the way. Now, I found out that there are times when we start to complain. When we start opening up our mouths and talking just a little too much. I'm not going to tell you what John got to say. Let me tell you what James said. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindreth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body, setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on the fire of hell. You ever realize how sometimes before you put your little bit in, everything was going pretty smooth? But you opened up your mouth and it started sparking some fires. It started building up some things that ought not to be. The Bible declares, for every kind of beast, a bird, a serpent, other things in the sea are tame. But that tongue in your mouth, mankind cannot tame. There are times when you pray and say, Lord, help me hold my peace. But how many of you know there is still time when you still just let it go? Now, you got to be careful. For the Bible says, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. That little thing in your mouth can cause more trouble than it can good. But you got to learn that the Bible declares there's a time that when you don't know what to do, if you're not able to tame your tongue, if you're not able to hold your peace, our supporting text tells us that we study to be quiet. And to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you. So now it lets me know that I got to strive and I got to work on being quiet. Is there anybody that understand what I'm saying? You see, the Bible is telling us this morning that there are times when you got to eagerly strive to keep your mouth shut. That's the word. And so the word tells us to study to be quiet. And then he gives us another piece of advice. He said, learn how to mind your own affairs. Now, I know there's some folk in here that got some other folk that rather mind your business than to deal with their own. There's some folk that always can see the fault in somebody else, but they don't seem to see the thing that they're doing in their own life. Now, all of us ought to be able to go out and do some kind of work. But the Bible declared that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. We got to learn how to trust the power of a loving God. And I just stopped by to let you know this morning that I want to tell you about a parable that Jesus gave about those that were laborers and those that were standing at the marketplace that needed a job to do. I wonder, is there anybody in the house this morning that realize that there come a time that you got to do what God has allowed you to do? And you can't go around complaining about what everybody else is doing and what everybody else has got. There are times you got to understand that your complaints got to be justified. The Bible declares, for the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man. A man that is a household. In other words, this man had a whole lot of property. And it was harvest time. And the man realized that I need to go out and find me some laborers in the vineyard. I can't handle the vineyard all by myself. So he went out and he said that I agree with you that if you become a laborer for me, then I promise you a penny a day. And he sent them out in the vineyard. Now, that was early in the morning. 6 a.m., he stopped by the marketplace. And there were those there waiting to see if I'm going to be able to find me a hustle today. Anybody looking for a hustle this morning? I just stopped by to let you know that the harvest is still plenty. There's still work to be done down here in the vineyard. Bible declares he went out about the third hour. He saw some others standing there idle in the marketplace. And he said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard. And whatsoever is right, I'll give it unto you. And they went their way and they began to do the work that God allowed them to do. Then he went about in the sixth and the ninth hour. And he said, is there anybody still need a job? I still got some places in the vineyard that needs a helping hand. And he let them go out and they began to work in the vineyard. But about the 11th hour, he went out again. And he found that there was some standing idle in the vineyard. Now, if God stopped by Fowl's Chapel this morning and asked you, what are you doing for the power of the kingdom of God? If God said, are you doing any kind of work in the vineyard? Or are you just sitting around idle and doing nothing? So we got a whole lot of folk that don't do nothing, but they always got some complaints. We got some folk that don't like it because you sang the song like that, but they won't get on nobody's choir. We got some folk that always complained about how they cut the grass, but they're not getting out there and trimming nobody's grass for nobody. I just stopped by to tell you this morning that you better let the master take care of his own business. Well, I found out that every time that God blesses somebody, there's always somebody that's going to find some fault. I want to let you know that you got to get out of your idle state. And you better learn how to do what the Lord God would have you to do. For the Bible said, because there's no man to hire us. You see, we got to understand that there is opportunities out there. But you got to get up early in the morning. If you want a job, you can't wait until the evening time and expect nobody to give you a job. You got to get up off that bed. You got to open up that door. Even if you don't have any kind of transportation, if you got a will, God will make a way. God want somebody that's going to get up this morning and say, Lord, I want to do a work for you. I want to call the laborers that are out there in the vineyard. And I've been learned, I found out that God told this man of God. The man said, I'll give you one penny for one day's wages. But there's always somebody that is always worried about what you got. They're always worried about what you're going to get. Is there anybody ever tried to look at your check to see if you got more than what they got? You might say, I'm doing the same job, but you getting more money than I'm getting. But you got to realize they may have more deductions than you got on your paycheck. You don't know why they may have a little bit more. They may not be taking out any deduction. So their check is going to be larger than what your check is. But I come to tell somebody, you can't go and complain to the boss man and say, boss man, I want to complain. because that man getting more money than what I'm getting. I want to let you know that it's not up for you to declare that this, that, or the other. For when the man made an agreement with you, he let down and he let you know, I'm going to pay you so much. I'm going to pay you this for doing that. And when the Lord God tell you what he's going to pay you, you got to realize that always somebody going to find some fault. The Bible say that when he began to call the laborers and he began to tell the steward, I want you to pay the laborers. Don't you know when you're in the responsibility to pay everybody? And he began with the last one that started at the end of the day. Now think about it. One started at 6 a.m. But the one that started at 5 p.m. in the evening, he began to get his pay first. Don't you know, don't worry about who got in the front of you. For the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And you can't complain out of your mouth about what God is going to do for somebody else. I just stopped by to let somebody know that those that came early in the morning, they began to come and they say, first I came early in the morning, and you gave them the same thing that you gave me. I want to know, why is it that you gave them more than the same thing that I got? I've been laboring all day long. I've been out here in this field from 6 o'clock this morning, and I stayed out there all day long. And you going to give this man that hadn't been there but an hour, you going to give him the same thing that you give me. But look what the master said. Is it not my right to do with mine what I want to do with it? I can't tell you what to do with yours, and you can't tell me what to do with mine. If God said, I'll give you this for that, you better trust the power of a loving God. You better learn how to keep your mouth quiet, because this was unjustified complaints coming from the man of God. Even though he thought he had a valid reason, he got to realize that the man was still fair to him. For did I not tell you that if you work for me, that I'll give you a penny for your work? But I got to let you know that I told those same men the same thing. I told them I'll give you what is right. And when God give you what is right, somebody's always going to find some fault. But I thank my God this morning that God will make a way out of no way. I don't care what you get, as long as I get what the Lord has promised me. Is there anybody in here this morning that find yourself always complaining, always talking about what they got and what they're going to get? But if God gave you what he said he's going to give you, he said, I give unto you eternal life. And you might say, I've been saved all of my life, but here come this newcomer. He just came on board. He just opened up his heart to the Lord. And I've been running this race for a mighty long time. That don't mean I'm going to get a bigger crown than you're going to get. That don't mean my robe will be whiter than what your robe is going to be. God is saying, you do the work that you are out there to do, and I'll give you what is right. It doesn't matter what the complainers say. It doesn't matter what the haters say. But I am a fair God, and I can do what I want to do. That's why Jesus gave them this parable. He gave them the comparison in working down in the vineyard, and the same thing in the kingdom of God. If you want to get to the kingdom of God, you can't talk about those that have been in the vineyard for a mighty long time. You know how it is in some church houses. They say, I've been here a long time, and I know this, and I know that. And you might have just joined last week, but I want to let you know that God looks at you the same way as he look at that one that's been here 20 years. He blesses those that came last night the same way he blessed those that came 20 years ago. I want to thank my God that God has everything in control. God is the one that will let you know that if you want to trust the power of God, you got to learn, don't run your mouth about things that are not your business. You got to trust the power of a loving God. You got to do what the Lord God said do. You got to study to be quiet, mind your own business, and do the work with your own hands. You got to work while it's day, for night cometh when no man can work. Is there anybody in Foul Chapel that have not been in the vineyard, that have been coming and sitting around idle and doing nothing? I want to let you know that it's not too late. All you got to do is just open up. Get up off of that stool. Get up and say, Lord, here I am. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. I thank my God this morning for placing this word in my heart. For I found out we got too many complainers, too many nitpicking folk, too many thin-skinned folk, too many folk worried about what they say. You got to do what you got to do. You got to learn how to, when things get bad and when you get down and out, to look up to the hills, knowing where your help come from, and know that God is a righteous judge. God will do what he said he's going to do. God is a God without respect of persons, and God will bless you. God will keep you, and God always keeps his promise. The man of the household, he gave them a promise that if you come and work in my vineyard, then I'll give you a penny for your labor. But then those that have been there all day, when they realize that they're getting the same thing for an hour's work that I got for 8 or 9 hours. And then you might say, is that fair? Look at the agreement. When there's agreement made, who are you to change what the man said that he was going to do? And he let them know that, is it not in mine own power to do with my money what I want to do? If I had decided to give that one that came last 3 pennies instead of one, it's not your business. You mind your own affairs. You study to be quiet and realize that if you can't justify why you are complaining, then shut your mouth and let God be God.